views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now, here is your host, Michelle Bond.
Hello there. Welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so excited about our show today. We are going to be talking about prosperity, and I have my dear friend and mentor and Vedic astrologer extraordinaire, Dennis Flaherty, with me today. But before we introduce him, I'm going to talk a little bit about the show and where we're going with it. We're going to be talking about prosperity, where to focus our energies so we can be prosperous now and the years to come. And these times are very confusing. We have got corporations that are getting richer and richer, and banks are getting bailed out, and none of this money is getting transferred down to the individual. So it's hard for us to find out where can we be prosperous. Where should we be directing our energies? And so we're going to use Vedic astrology to help us see that. We know that when we manifest our dreams and look for prosperity, we have to, first of all, set our intentions, and we have to have focus and drive to go for what we want. But the other piece to that, and the very important piece to that often gets overlooked, is the timing. The timing has to be right. So I'm going to read a quote to you guys today from a Vedic seer. And the Vedic seer states, "I am the immeasurable potential of all that was, is, and will be, and my desires are like seeds left in the ground. They wait for the right season and then spontaneously manifest into beautiful flowers and mighty trees, into enchanted gardens and majestic forests." So that is where we are going to be focusing our attention, is on the timing and what can we do about it. So just as we look at a person's individual chart to see the karmas when the events are going to happen, we can also look at a country's chart to find out what's going to happen in the world. And this is called mundane astrology. And today we're going to be looking at mundane astrology to show us the money. Honey, where is the money? Where can we hope to find prosperity these days? Now, I find it very interesting that back in 1997, two economists, William Strauss and Neil Howe, released the book called The Fourth Turning, An American Prophecy, What the Cycles of History Tell Us About America's Next Rendezvous with Destiny. What they were describing here is the paradigm shift that happens through the generations. But what they didn't realize or know is that they were describing the effects of an astrological event, and that is the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction. So to help me discuss this topic today and where we can find prosperity in these times, I have internationally acclaimed Vedic astrologer who has won so many awards I can't even mention them all right now. He also is one of the first people to help bring Vedic astrology to the West, and he is the second on his second term of being president of the Council of Vedic Astrology on top of everything else. So please welcome today Dennis Flaherty. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, Michelle. Delightful to be on your show, and this is a topic that is dear to many of our hearts.
Oh, yes. So, Dennis, what is this Jupiter-Saturn conjunction, and why do we look at Jupiter and Saturn? Why not some other planets?
Well, in essence, the study of astrology, Michelle and listeners, is really nothing more than a study of time. What we do as astrologers is we study time. And just as we have a watch that has a second hand for shorter periods of time and a minute hand for longer periods of time, an hour hand, if you will, a day hand, a year hand, the study of time is really the study of cyclicity. Time does not move in a linear, straightforward fashion to some conclusion, as the alleged end of the world in the Mayan calendar suggested just a month ago. Time, in fact, does go on, and it is cyclic in its representation. So we like, as astrologers, to study what we call the periodicity or the cycles of the planets. And there are a total of 9 planets in Vedic astrology. And kind of likening that to the hand of a watch, you would have a very involved watch, not with just 3 hands on it, or like a calendar that marks the day and the year, but you'd have like 9 hands on it. And so the Indian calendar is a little bit different, I want to say, than our modern civil calendar, and it marks time differently, and it has increments of time that are very small, which is what we would call a prana, which is four sidereal seconds, because, you know, the joke is you can breathe in and out in 4 sidereal seconds. You can't really breathe in and out in a second because it's called hyperventilation.
Yes.
And we go to larger periods of time that of course, are a week, a month, a year. And then the calendars and the calendrical representations of India actually go into long seasons, which are the cycles of the planets, that run 16, 17, 18, 19 years, and then longer seasons or cycles that are 60 years, if you will, I mean all the way up to precession of the equinoxes, which is a 24,000-year period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But Saturn and Jupiter form a very important cycle, if you will, that happens about every 20 years. They conjoin every 20 years. And the book that you were alluding to really talks about the saeculum, which is what we call an 80-year period of time, which is really 4 Saturn-Jupiter conjunctions. And mm-hmm. the number 4 is important in Indian timekeeping. It's important in our timekeeping because, in essence, it's just an extrapolation of the 4 seasons.
Right.
And so the book, which, you know, is the 4th turning, is about those 4 seasons, because Strauss and Howe call it a turning. We call it, if you will, a season or a generation. And they very much focus on generations, which is considered to be about a 20-year period of time. So mm-hmm. what we kind of do as astrologers is, you know, we can look at your second hand, we can look at your minute hand, we can look at your hour hand, I mean, when it's going to be talking about your chart. But from a collective point of view, you know, we can all get caught up in irrational exuberance of cognitive minutiae, which is we can really be excited about the moment in an ephemeral period of time. But on the larger scale, maybe on a 20-year cycle, something more important is happening as far as a shift. And so mm-hmm. that's kind of the long and short of why we like to look at Saturn and Jupiter, because they represent a generation, which is a 20-year period of time.
Okay. So when we're looking at prosperity, we look to Jupiter. And when we look to organizations and the government and all that kind of a thing, we look at Saturn.
That is correct. That is correct. And to extrapolate further, the study of time is nothing more than heavenly movement. I mean, our years are nothing more than the circuit of the Earth around the sun. So when people mm-hmm. tell you how many years old they are, they tell you how many times they've been around the block.
Right.
Because it is again cyclic or circular in nature. And we're excited about these cycles, but they're all based upon the dance of light and dark, because the study of astrology in its simplest form is nothing more than the journey from the light, which the sun represents, to the most visible of the planets. Beyond that planet, there's a lot going on, but we can't see it without the aid of a telescope, a radio telescope, an infrared telescope. But, you know, for those of us with human vision, Saturn is the last guy we can see, so he represents the beginning of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
So just like on a daily basis, there is the activity of light. And we do certain things in the light. And during a daily basis is an activity of night. there is a bright part of the year. What we call it is Uttara Ayana, which is the first half of the year in which the light is coming back. We're in that right now, so we're real excited about the light returning for those of us that are north of the equator. Mm-hmm. And then we come into the dark part of the year. There are activities that are good and consistent with darkness. But the key to what we call prosperity is really growth. And growth only takes place in the bright part of the year. So, in essence, that's why timing is so critical, because as astrologers, and in essence, in the ancient world, astrology wasn't just used for entertainment purposes. It was actually used calendrically for planting. I mean, you can have the best organic seeds. I prefer organic, non-genetically modified seeds.
Yeah, me too.
And, exactly. I mean, from a sustainable and from a nutritional point of view. And in essence, what we want to do is, those are great seeds. We plant them in the bright part of the year. And if we plant them in the bright part of the year, we're going to see that we're going to have a summer garden and it's growing. But we can take those same seeds and you can plant them around the winter solstice. And are they going to grow?
No,
that's not called prosperity. That's called stupidity. Because in essence, it's not just the seeds. It's the timing of it as well. And if they're planted in the light is associated with growth.
Exactly.
So in essence, this is what we follow in terms of timing, which is really prosperity is about growth. And then again, where is the growth? What garden is it taking place in? But growth only takes place in the light. So in essence, we like to look at these cycles of the light of Saturn and Jupiter, because Jupiter represents growth, you know, and because Jupiter is a planet that it is a planet of light. Light is what represents growth, so that's why Jupiter becomes an indicator of prosperity. It's the consistently brightest planet in the night sky.
Okay.
Saturn is not a planet of growth. He's a planet of darkness, so we don't look to him for growth. We kind of look to him for preservation or sustainability.
Thank you, Dennis. So when we come right back, we have to take a quick break. We are going to continue to talk about this. Where are we planting the seeds for growth at this day and age? You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio.
Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. And today we have our guest, Vedic astrologer Dennis Flaherty, who's helping us find out where is the money. All right, now we were talking during the break about how books like The Secret and all these positive thinkers tell you that you need to go around doing positive affirmations over and over again, set your intentions, only think positively, and you can manifest whatever you want. But what they forget and what they neglect to talk about is the timing. And that is very crucial. You can sit there and you can do mantras over and over again, positive affirmations, but if the timing's not right, nothing's going to happen. And so people get real discouraged because they do this for so long and spend many hours doing it, and they don't get results, and they don't understand what's going on. So this is what we're going to hopefully shed some light on to today, is the timing and how crucial that is, and not only in our lives, but in using mundane astrology, world astrology, to find out where can we as individuals focus our energies so that we can get the most bang for our buck, as I like to say. So, Dennis, we were talking about the timing and planting the seeds, when's the time to grow them and where to place them. We were talking about Jupiter and Saturn. Yep. So you want to add to this?
The element of intention is only part of the story. It's true, mm-hmm. but again, it's a partial truth because in essence it is about the intention, it is about the time, it is about the place. As we draw up an astrological chart, if it's the chart of a dog, we want to know it's a dog. That's the intention. When was the dog born? But where was the dog born? So the quality mm-hmm. of intention, for example, people can do affirmations. They can do mantra. And again, there becomes a time to do that. I mean, you want to do those in what we call a bright period of time where there's light, because then the seeds are planted in light, and what those seeds represent are going to grow. But you also want to plant the seeds, and you want to perform the mantras in a place where they will grow. I mean, you can do these mantras at your local bank, and you can, put the seeds in your local bank, but you're not going to get any more on your interest because the local bank is going to pay less than 1%. So, in essence, the intention is correct. The place is not correct. The time mm-hmm. is correct because, in essence, the nature of banks is they are federally lobbied and regulated to only give so much interest. So you can't expect in that place that the seed is going to grow. I mean, if you plant your seed in a place that is a financial desert, how is it going to grow with intention and mantra? That is really the principle of it.
Exactly. Okay. So,
and I want to say something controversial. Because I hope you enjoy controversies on your show, which is a lot of people ask me about the economy and, of course, what should I do with my money? And I like to tell them my new joke, which is, what do you get when you cross the Godfather with a financial advisor? And the punchline is someone who makes you an offer you can't understand.
Exactly.
Because when we're talking about finances and economics, I mean, we're talking about hedge funds, we're talking about derivatives, we're talking about, CODs and swaps, all of these financial instruments that are just not associated with simple prosperity. Mm-hmm. And the controversy is many people believe we're in some kind of a recession or a depression, and it is my belief that we are not. I believe there's more people in the world. I believe there's more money in the world than ever, but it's where is the money? And the people don't have the money because of monopolistic tendencies. More than 100 years ago in 1911, under Republic administration of Theodore Roosevelt, Standard Oil, John D. Rockefeller Standard Oil, was broken up into about 34 different oil companies, of which there is many vestiges today, such as Shell, Sunoco, all of these, in essence because it was a monopoly. And today, 100 years later, there are more monopolies than ever. And these monopolies are absolutely making the money. If you want to look in the agro business, there are 20 big agro farms. They only represent 12% of the agro community. The other 88% are small farms. The other 88% are small farms, but they represent 88% of the business, which is quite dramatic in terms of the clout they have. And basically how Rockefeller did it is he undercut everybody, and he drove them out of business and then acquired them. And I think what is very ironic is back in 1911, you heard very little about the Anti-Monopoly Act that was exercised the last time in 1911. But back in 2011, General Electric, one of the biggest multinational corporations, our biggest corporation, paid absolutely no U.S. taxes, and they made more money than they ever made. So the money is out there. It's just who has the money. And then when you see corporations and big monopolies are posting record profits, it's a tale of two economies. It's a Dixonian tale of two economies where the corporations and the big multinationals and monopolistic people are bigger than ever. They're encouraged bigger than ever. And in essence, that is the thrust of it, where if you want to look at wages, they have remained flat. And then there's been a rise, actually, in what we call temp workers. Do you know that one quarter of the jobs that are created in today's economy, one quarter of them are temp jobs? And the temp jobs do not give employment security. They do not give benefits. And they have more of a turn-and-burn philosophy. And if you want to look at the history of temp jobs, they originally were pitched to women kind of earning pin money, the Kelly girls and all of that back in the 30s and the 40s, they were not taken seriously. But one quarter of all new jobs represent temp jobs. So you can see the dynamic that the money is out there and you can see who's getting it.
So this shift started to happen right around 2000.
Well, again, if we want to look at really, in the last 20 years, there have been great strides in what are called productivity, which means that, in essence, people are 30% more productive, actually with 30% less people. So people are really kind of doing more. And if you want to add robotics and all of that into it, I mean robotics and technology absolutely are replacing people. So that is going to continue to take place. But there was a very powerful Saturn-Jupiter conjunction in the year 2000. And in essence, a conjunction is looked at, if you will, as kind of the start of a new season, if you will, kind of a planting season. And if you want to look at our culture here in that period of time, what was most notorious about that period of time with the Republic administration were what were called the Bush tax cuts. And what happens is this country did not have a debt. This country had a surplus, if you will. And since that period of time, there was a great tax cut. It mostly went to the wealthy. I have four children, so I think I got like $600. But believe me, some people got $6 million. And in essence, the coffers were drained. We all know the history of the war that we went into and how long that carried on. But we did a tax cut for everybody. The wealthy really benefited. Everybody likes getting money back. And then secondarily, we went to war while we were cutting taxes. And so now you come I want to say 12 years forward, and everybody's talking about a deficit, and everybody's talking about, you know, the cutting of benefits to people. But I tell you, only 12 years ago, which is what we call a Jupiter cycle, this country was on the road to prosperity. We did not have war. People were talking about giving money back to everybody. Times were so good. It's what we call short-term thinking.
Right. So we've got to take another quick break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about, well, we've been talking about the history. Now we're going to talk about where we can go forward. And there is a phenomenon happening. We have Saturn and Rahu coming together in Libra. And we're going to talk about what this means and what this means for us for the future. And where can we find the money? Where is the prosperity? You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll see you right back here.
Each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit QuantumTechniques.com for more information.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Wow. Welcome back. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. And today we have my dear guest, Dennis Flaherty, talking to us about prosperity and where can we find the money in these days. So we're going to be talking about this phenomenon that's going on with Saturn and Rahu coming together in Libra and what this means and where can we find the prosperity here in the future. So take it away, Dennis. What does it mean?
Yes, there's a particular, us astrologers are always looking at certain combinations of planets coming together. Mm-hmm. We call them yogas in the astrology of India from the Sanskrit yug, which means to link together. We can call them conjunctions. And so we're always looking for what we call particular alignments. The greatest of the planets is known as Shani or Saturn. And he is mm-hmm. generally conceded to be a planet of humanity and the masses. So from a mundane point of view, with Saturn, we tend to look at the masses. And that planet has lined up with one of the eclipse patterns, or planets, which is known as Rahu. And so it represents a challenging planetary combination. The combination happens every 11 years. And if we look at the combination in most recent history, going back respectively 11 years, it's a herald of war and conflict, particularly for our country. In fact, as these planets conjoined each time successively in the last 11 years, 11 years back we had the second Gulf War. Before that we had the first Gulf War. So we see a challenge of conflict. But within that conflict there is a theme of liberation. And this particular pattern that occurs in the constellation of Libra, because the constellation of Libra is the constellation that is associated with balance, because mm-hmm. it is associated with the fall equinox in which light and dark are balanced. And when we're talking about prosperity, what it means in terms of light and dark is that we'd like to have a little bit more of the light, which represents the cash,
right?
which, as opposed to the dark, which represents the debt. But as I had laid out earlier, because of political forces and globalization, big monopolies and big banks have the money right now, and they're not going to give the light back, you know, without any kind of a struggle. I mean, and that struggle will have to take place on a political level, but it'll also take place on a personal level. So this is an aspect, I want to say, of struggle. And the last time that these two planets were in the constellation of Tula, or Libra, mm-hmm. was 1864 and 65, the last and the bloodiest years of the Civil War.
Right.
And as you know, this year, 2013, in this month, January, was the 150th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation.
Mm-hmm.
And the Emancipation Proclamation freed the slaves of the South. As I was saying, from an economic point of view, you can't do better than slavery. People are working for not next to nothing, they're working for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And in essence, we were one of the last countries to liberate from slavery with the Emancipation Proclamation. We fought a great war, the Civil War. But the dirty secret, open secret of emancipation, is that when the slaves were liberated, in essence, there were no really resources, a social safety net for them as they left the South. And mm-hmm. in fact, it took another, I want to say, 100 years in the civil rights movements for them really to get their financial equality. And again, being the father of four daughters, I always remind my daughters that it took until 1920 mm-hmm. for women to get the vote and the emancipation as well. So wherever this configuration is in your chart, it represents the fight for emancipation. If mm-hmm. emancipation were easy, there wouldn't be a fight. You have to fight for the things that you believe in. And although it was a terrible civil war, terrible, terrible, and costly, it was mm-hmm. based on a very profound moral ground and a spiritual ground that was rooted in the abolitionist movement, but it was rooted in an equitable movement of giving equality to all people. And that is really the thrust of the constellation of Libra. So that's going to be someplace in your chart, and if you think people are going to give you the money or give you the freedom, I do suspect you look at history,
mm-hmm.
Because in essence, if you're willing to fight for it, then you will experience that liberation, but you have to ask yourself, is it important to you?
Mm-hmm. So what I think we're talking about here is people have to stop depending on corporations and the government for their prosperity, that they have to take responsibility for taking care of themselves. They can't depend on somebody to provide them with a retirement account or with savings and that kind of thing. So what they need to do is they need to become self-actualized. So they're no longer working for the man. Now, you know, back in the day, that was prosperous for you because you did get taken care of with the corporations and the government, but it's no longer happening. So you need to become self-actualized to find out where your truth is. Are you doing what you do to make money? Do you love it? You know, or are you just going to a job? And the thing of it is that when we do what we love for our work or our provocation, and if we do it with love, then we can find the prosperity. And as more and more people awaken to their true selves, who they really are, and do what they love to do, it will set a paradigm shift that will change the way things are working now, which really aren't working. They're working for the corporations and the banks and on like that, but they're not really working for the individual. But we need to have this collective consciousness, this awareness, and people coming together doing what they love to shift, so that it will force then the corporations to act, I think, in a way that is more serving to the individual and to the environment and to society as a whole.
The governments are going to follow the vote. The corporations are going to follow the money. So it starts with this self-actualization that you speak about, but you want to change the world. You can't change the government. You can't change the corporations. You can only change yourself. But as you change yourself in the world and you become a light in the world, and then you start to act locally, and from locally you can start to act nationally, and you can start to act globally, but it starts with the change of self and one's attitude. And Vedic astrology has something to say about this, because there are two parts of the chart. One is associated with work, and the other is associated with what is called right vocation. And if they really were one thing, they would have been the same part of the chart, but they're two parts of the chart. And very interestingly, the part of the chart that is associated with right vocation is the part of the chart that is most prominent in the light. And the part of the chart that is associated with work is the part of the chart that has slipped into darkness. And so the definition we want to say of right vocation is an action that is carried on in the world for the sake of self. And every time you carry on that action, the self is revealed until eventually you become self-realized. But the definition of work is very different. It's an action that is carried on in the world for some sake other than the sake of self, usually for money. So the self is not put first. It becomes subservient to money. And then in the end, and Plato says this, the great Western philosopher in the Republic, and what if a man labors in vain? Will he not in the end hate himself, hate other people, and eventually forget who he is? So it's very curious that the part of the chart that is associated with work is also associated with health issues. And where we see people laboring away, not from a place of self-realization, but from a place of self-forgetfulness, we see rises in senility and Alzheimer's, where people do not recall themselves, remember themselves, or realize themselves. They are just automatons, and any automaton can come in and do that. So a lot of that has to do with the school of what we call the people are defined by their activities, not who they are, which I want to say is the mean and lean school of economics, which is, hey, it doesn't make any difference who you are. This is the job. You do this job, and you can't do this job. We're going to pull you out and pull someone else in, as opposed to the kind of vocation and work that has to do with employee satisfaction and rewards, et cetera, that esteems people.
Exactly.
So this, the astrology of India really speaks to that, because if they were really one and the same thing, why are they two different parts of the chart? But the part of the chart that's associated with with work is in darkness.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we're going to have to take another quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about where we can go forward in the future. Collaborations. Is that the key? Is that the way we're going to reach prosperity in the future? You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Get ready for Intentional Living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. And with me today, I have Vedic astrologer and my dear friend and mentor, Dennis Flaherty, and we are talking about prosperity. So we're going to this segment talk about Vedic astrology, and when does right vocation and your work come together, and what can you glean from that? What happens when they unite? So, Dennis, take it away.
You know, it's very interesting in our culture when people ask you who you are, you tell them mm-hmm. what you do.
Exactly.
Where in other cultures, if they ask you who you are, you kind of state your family name. In India, you state your caste. You state who your god is. you state the place that you're from. In fact, a lot of people's surnames are the place that they're from. And there's a whole element of identity with this heritage of the family, with this heritage of the people that I belong to and I've always belonged to. But in our culture, there's a strong identification with work, and so people often describe themselves by what it is they do, even though they're not what they do. So in our culture, very much as a group of immigrants, it's really not about the family or the identification with the family. It's really about the identification with work. And if people spend their whole life being identified with their work and they're not their work, then they're going to constantly be depressed or on medication because they don't know who they are. So I think a lot of reversing this is to reclaim identity within family, within friendship, within relationship, and on a local level. In essence, if people do business with you because they know who you are and they contract with you because they know you, they know your family, you see, it isn't just about the money. It really is about the person that is delivering the services as well. And I want to say just the globalization and the outsourcing has removed a lot of that identity. For example, I was doing new checks for my business, and I had spoken to my bank, and I said, who do you recommend locally to print the checks? And they said, well, we don't really do that. We outsource that. So I said, oh, so what you're really doing is kind of taking money out of our, local area. I would like to put some in. It's as simple as printing checks, but that option is not there. So I think we started very much on a local level, but we have an identification within the family. We have identification, I want to say, within our community. And so therefore we become known and realized in terms of who we are, not just what we do, but who it is we are. And it brings a sense of belongedness and connectedness, which ends a lot of the isolation that people have, I want to say, by working just in terms of productivity and having no connectivity. In essence, at the end of the day, nobody knows who you are. You don't have any connectedness to anybody, and that leads to those feelings of isolation. But feelings of isolation are very important to exploit people in work to be kind of more productive, that hopefully, you know, the employer is going to reward you. But the identification with that employer is very different than the identification with the family. Because remember, with the family, if you get sick, they'll take care of you. They'll put you into bed. Your employer will bench you, and they'll take someone else on the team and put them in the front row.
Right, exactly.
So I believe very simply that's the partnering that we're doing much more on a local level, and then that can grow from there.
So as you work and you become self-actualized and really speak your truth or work from your soul, what you love to do, then the two merge together. So you can actually do what you love to do and become known in the community as that person providing that service, that unique service. And then you can make a living. You can get paid for that.
Absolutely, because, again, the part of the chart that is associated with right vocation is what we call the noon position of the chart, where the sun is on the local meridian. And when the sun is directly overhead, the metaphor is it shines and it illuminates everything and there's no shadow. But the part of the chart that is associated with work is where the shadow kind of starts to come in. And, of course, where there is shadow, there is a quality of, I want to say, duality, duplicity, or distortion, because when we're looking at things in shadow, if you will, I mean, the metaphor is it casts a shadow of a doubt. So once you become realized in terms of who you are and you stand up for the things that you believe in and you know your dharma, your path and purpose, I mean, each one of the planets in Vedic astrology has what is called a varna or a caste. It has a place. It has a purpose. It has an aim. There are four aims. And this is, I mean, it is the nature of an apple tree to bear fruit at a certain time. It's not like a strawberry bush. It doesn't do it early on. It bears it at a certain time. But the fruit that it bears is in the apple variety. It might be Macintosh. It might be delicious, okay? But it's not a lemon tree.
Right.
So, again, every tree bears a certain fruit. Continuing the metaphor, so we want to see what's the fruit of your tree. And don't be advertising yourself, you know, as an apple tree, but, you know, be working in a job that's a lemon.
Right. So the key to prosperity these days is to become self-actualized.
It's to become self-actualized on a local level within your community, to plant your seeds locally, to plant them also in a bright cycle. We all run different cycles. We run cycles of light, cycles of shadow, cycles of darkness. We have to know what time it is. The big challenge is, due to globalization and distortion in time, I want to say through artificial light, people don't know what time it is. They honestly don't know what time it is. They don't know what time it is in their life. So truly the study of astrology is the study of time. And if we find out what time it is for you, is it time to grow a few more branches? Is this really the fruit-bearing time? Is this the winter where the leaves are going to defoliate because they're going to be mulched for the next cycle of light? And is it not time for your fruit? Is it time to go deep into your truth, which is what the roots do during the winter cycle? You have to know what time it is for you, and ultimately you have to do things that are in accordance with that time. As the old, you know, biblical prophecies from Ecclesiastes says, to everything turn, there is a season. You have to know what season it is.
Exactly. So that's what the tool of Vedic astrology teaches us and has for us. That's a benefit.
That's what us astrologers do, all astrologers.
Exactly.
And us Vedic astrologers do it as well. We want to know what season, because we want seasonally appropriate activities. You're not going to be buying a bathing suit and water skis if it's January north of the equator.
Exactly. So, Dennis, our show is about Awaken to a New Reality. It's about aha moments. So, do you have an aha moment you would like to share with us, and how did that impact your life?
Okay. I do. It's a very unusual aha moment, but one of my great realizations was that all time is not equal. At one point in my life, I had that epiphany. Like everybody else, I thought everything moved by the minute or the second, or what we call a New York second these days. And in essence, when I realized that the nature of time itself was unequal, that there was only two equal days a year, they're called the equinoxes. They're very special days because there's a balance of light and dark. That was a great epiphany for me, because all the other times are an imbalance of light and dark. And that helped me to understand here in the greater Seattle area, while all us Seattleites drink a lot of coffee in the dark part of the year. I don't need it as much in the summer, you know, because north of the equator, the sun stays out till past nine. But in the dark part of the year, you know, we're all drinking coffee, which is why it's the coffee capital of the world, because we're substituting, you know, for that lack of light that normally stimulates our endocrine system. And that's why they've made a disease on this, but it's a very natural disease. It's called SAD, seasonal affective disorder, which means it's just, hey, the seasons are affecting you because it's dark and you want to hibernate like a bear and the world's not going to let you. So that's why we all drink coffee.
Yeah, that's that's great. Dennis, we're going to have to go here in a minute. So what's your website? How can people get a hold of you?
People can visit my website at, of course, www.Vedic, V as in victory, E as in Edward, D as in Dennis, I as in international, C as in color, VedicSciences.com.
Yes.
You can see my Star Trends column and my other material. And, of course, you can reach me at my office at 425-778-6487.
Thank you so much, Dennis, for being here and talking to us about prosperity and the timing. And I want to thank our listeners for listening in to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. For more information about me and the show, you can go to themichellebondshow.com. Thank you, everybody. Have a prosperous week. And please tune back in to me next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Thanks a lot, everybody. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone, from the healthy to the health challenged. And restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.